The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Bird Show.
As a woman without kids in her childbearing years, there's one thing that women will tell you anytime you ask about the experience of having kids. And it goes something like this. She'll be like, oh, so, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of waffling. What would you say your experience is with kids? And they'll always do this thing where they go, oh, it's the greatest joy you'll ever feel. The highs are so high. And then like a storm cloud will descend upon them and lightning will flash and they'll go, the lows are so low.
It's draining, man. It is draining.
Do you remember when we were leaving Jay Gold's salon? Because we were surprising our listener who won her hair makeover. We took her some flowers and a card. And I had Jimmy with me because I just picked him up from school. And, you know, post, if you know any toddler, any preschooler, post-school kid, they're hanging by a thread, right? Mm. And so we're walking out of the salon and all of a sudden Jimmy ran out of energy. He likes to tell me, Mama, I don't have no more energy. I need you to carry me. And I didn't want to carry him because I had been holding him the entire time we were in the salon. And so we're standing outside and Abby is just hoofing it to her car. She's already across the street and there is Jimmy on the sidewalk and I'm standing in front of him trying to get him to move his feet. But alas, he has ran out of energy. And so I'm looking at him and I'm like, Jimmy. And he's like, I don't have energy. And I'm like, Jimmy, come on, let's go. I don't have energy. And I literally screamed across the parking lot to Abby, don't do it! And I screamed back, wasn't planning on it!
Although it's funny hearing you describe that scene because I remember turning around and looking. I'm like, oh, this is such a cute moment because you at some point like crouch down and look at Jimmy and you're like, okay, come at me. And he like runs at you and he leaps into your arms. And I'm like, oh, it's the meaning of life. And then I went to my car. I'm like, oh, silence is so great. So anyway, Kylie Kelce was talking about this on her podcast, Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelce. And she was commiserating with other moms about the one thing she wishes she could have back as a woman raising four children.
I am unbelievably grateful to have my tiny humans. It is a privilege, but I'm gonna get real honest about this. No one tells you this, but when you become a parent, there's many small joys you may have to put on hold. Here's my list of the top 10 things I miss most as a mom. I miss sitting down for extended periods of time. Oh. I don't even know how to dive in further. I feel like that so appropriately sums it up. I don't want to come wipe your butt. I don't want to get up and fill your water bottle. I don't want to see what that noise was. I don't want to. I want to sit my butt in a spot and I want to stay there. Okay.
When you sent this and I watched it, I felt this in the depths of my soul. I mean, when you have a little one, when you listen to what she just said, oh, as a parent, you get it. Because every time you sit down and just as you start to get cozy on the couch thinking, oh, I can rest my bones. Mm-mm. They need something. They need something. I mean, and you are literally getting up every 5 minutes to tend to something.
5 minutes. You're lucky. I remember distinctly telling Amanda over and over and over again over the course of the last couple of months, she's got a 5-year-old, almost 5-year-old, that the word mom at some point in the day must be so annoying because he says it so much from another room. He's screaming it. Mom, 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 mom. If I had a dollar for every time he says mom to her during the day, I could hire somebody to be his mom.
Kristen, I felt this in my bones because she's listing off these things that I love to do. Like, I love to sit down. Nothing makes me happier than being horizontal and having no thoughts in my head. I'm just laying there. I'm like, this is glorious. And all the other moms in the comments were commiserating about the things that they miss and wish they could get back now that they have children. A user said, I miss a bed rot day or Netflix binge. So bad, crying face emoji. I miss having girl dinner and not needing to plan three full meals a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Someone said, my whole house is sick right now. And as my daughter asked me, how come you're not as sick as us, Mom? I am. Mm-hmm. I just can't stop. Someone said, I miss peeing alone.
Ah, that's the one right there. It's when your pees take like 6 minutes.
I kid you not. I went upstairs yesterday and I told Jimmy, I go, Jimmy, mama's got to go upstairs. I got to go potty. As soon as I sat down on the toilet, I hear a yell from downstairs. Mom, I got to go poo poo. So I had to stop what I was doing in order to go downstairs and assist my child to use the bathroom before I could go back upstairs and finish my own business.
There is no alone time.
How are you assisting Jimmy with the poo-poo?
Yeah, I have to wipe his butt when he's done.
They really need to make baby bidets.
Oh.
Just a light stream. Yeah. Doesn't have to be as hard because that, you know, they get the soft tush going on.
And sometimes, Abby, sometimes he wants me to watch him. Sometimes he doesn't want me to watch him. So sometimes I have to stand in the doorway and because he says, I need to talk about my day. He literally says this. I need to talk about my day. So I will stand in the doorway and let him talk about his day. And then other times he will look at me and I'm like, he'll be like, Mama, don't look at me. Go away. And then I go away until he's ready to get off the toilet and then I gotta wipe his butt.
This is really wholesome stuff and I'm glad I'm hearing about all the things that I'm missing out on because yeah. Clearly
no, you're not.
I'm having FOMO so bad right now.
No, you are not.
And that little boy drops deuces like a grown man.
What's that?
That little boy drops deuces like a grown man.
Ace is the same way. Yeah. Sometimes I look in that toilet, I'm like,
how?
Is
where?
Is Amanda cheating on me with a 300-pound man?
Like, I'm going to buy you guys both diaries for Christmas.
But Asa eats very differently than you do, than Jimmy does. Because yes. He eats like quinoa, broccoli, all the healthy stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I can understand his. Jimmy's like all about the nugs,
well,
right?
Well, no, but also Bart, I mean, he's got the healthy peanut butter. He has the healthy yogurt. Like, he eats other healthy things. Bart puts chia seeds hemp hearts in his freaking yogurt. I don't know what that man's doing. Trust me. He's functioning very well.
There are times where I'll look in that toilet and go, did I leave that? And then I'm all embarrassed. And it was Asa.
The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.